Sometimes people think poets must be such serious souls, working endlessly to craft the perfect line, no time for fun. But Syracuse poet Joan Cofrancesco, who has recently retired, shows us the exuberance and the delight that can come from following the poetic muse. Here is the poem that I will be remembered for. My best poem will have ocean right in the middle of it. Ocean so cold and deep with life, my friend will leave behind his scuba outfit and tell me, wear this when you go in. My best poem will have night in it too, and all the stars in the eastern sky, and this immense body of water shining for miles under a new moon. My best poem will have a jacuzzi and a shower for itself, skylights, a phone by the faucet, a soap dish made from a clamshell picked from the beach an hour before breakfast. There will be waves breaking in my best poem, and a beach where ocean-soaked shellfish will rise up, consuming one another. Oh, my best poem will throw tides. But there won't be any water glasses in my best poem. I'll take up drinking from the bottle.